The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. A show that looks good, feels good, and sounds good. This is When in Rome with Stuart Rome.
Hey, welcome back to our weekly show, When in Rome with Stuart Rome. I'm Tony Curry. Of course, Stuart joins us every single week. We do a thematic kind of thing. Last week, we did Rocktober songs. We did songs about Halloween, and it was so good. We probably could do some more Halloween songs because, obviously, this show being recorded here on the 8th, 9th of October. By the way, before we move on to, we want to let everyone know down in Florida, and I know you've got a place down the coast further down in New Orleans, but I know you like to visit Florida. You were just down in Destin. Last week, and yep. I know you got a lot of friends and family. You're going to be going to Savannah for a family situation in the next couple of days. But you got all kinds of friends. But our thoughts and prayers go to everyone down in Florida having to deal with these last couple of hurricanes. That has been a booger bear, man.
Absolutely. Florida and North Carolina and parts of Georgia, you know, all of that East Coast. And yeah, I have a good friend of mine that's a Woodhouse owner in Ohio. He's got two locations, but he's got a house in Sarasota. And that thing took a big hit a couple of weeks ago with that friend with Helene.
Mm-hmm.
And he still had crap all out on the lawn and stuff before this one came through. And this one got a lot closer. I haven't talked to him today, but yeah, I'm sure that house is pretty much spent.
You know, and we're very fortunate. Obviously, we don't have the view they have down there, but you know, we keep thinking in the Hawaii situation too. You know, we think just because you live in Hawaii, you must be rich. And you know, half the people that went through all that crap in Hawaii with that big fire, you know, 2/3 of them were below the poverty level. You know,
yeah,
they were born there. They were native to the Hawaiian Islands. They work there, and it's not like they have not that they were. There's some nice homes taken out, but. And it's like that in Florida too. I mean, a lot of people live in Florida. You think must be nice seeing the sunshine every day and everything. And you're living and you know, 2% of the people that live down there live on the ocean. And it's unfortunate that it just knocks out. And then with Ian, you know, most recently, and then now it's the third storm over the last couple of years, for central Florida to be taking a beating like this, it makes you wonder just how much more water. if you've driven down there, you know, you're on the swamp highway, man. You wonder just how much more water it can take before the whole damn state goes underwater. You know what I mean? It's just crazy.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. Louisiana is kind of the same way. New Orleans probably take one more big one, and that's probably about it.
But, I mean, really.
But like you said, fortunately, like they're not the, you know, millionaires and billionaires for the most part. And the people up, like, for example, in North Carolina, you know, they're hardworking people, and a lot of Florida too. And they're resilient. They don't rely totally on the government. They just pick up and they rebuild, or they, you know, mm-hmm. they don't complain. So it's good because you know, if they were the multimillionaires who just expected everybody to come do the shit for them, we'll probably have a much bigger problem.
It makes you wonder what the coastline is going to look like in 50 years. I mean, are we going to have buildings only built for hurricanes? You know what I mean, because it's happening 2, 3, 4 times a year now. I mean, if you own a place down at the beach, or you have to plan on at least taking a couple of weeks down to board some things up because you're going to get a tropical depression or something. But it does make you wonder. I know they're trying to build these different houses now that were, you know, they're hurricane proof, or they take 150 mile an hour wind. And so I'm just wondering if because of insurance and everything else.
Yeah.
It's just getting to the point where it's just not safe to be near that area of the country.
Yeah, not that safe and not even affordable, because that's the problem, is the insurance is outrageous already.
Yeah.
You know, even for us, and not so much in Birmingham, but in Louisiana and New Orleans, that you just can't afford it. And you know, they can build houses nowadays and businesses to withstand those big winds. The problem is you can't stop the water, you know.
Yeah.
So the water is always the problem.
Yep.
And that'll never, you know, the only thing you can do is build up, you know, your house 20 feet above with concrete pilings like they do down in the bayou. And that's about all you can do for the water.
Yeah. Well, you didn't, storm surge really wasn't part of our vernacular until just about 15 or 20 years ago, it seems like. And now we're talking storm surge all the time and that's the biggest part of it. And it's because our oceans are getting deeper. I mean, they're getting higher. And so, you know, we're having more issues. So, but anyway, it looks like the storm, at least Milton, wasn't, as bad as they thought it was going to be. Still horrible. Don't get me wrong, but, it wasn't, as bad as it could have been. So our thoughts and prayers got this fine, folks. All right. Happy. Let's talk about some great stuff going on. We need Rocktober tunes. I'm going to give you bands this week, and then usually do this. You throw out a rock and roll band, and then I'll give you a song. We're going to do it in reverse this week. I want to find out what your brain is. What's going on at the Woodhouse Baseball? Everything good? What we caught up last week? And, of course, we're getting ready for the holidays. Since the last time we spoke, Alabama lost a football game, which was newsworthy. My UAB Blazers got beat by 50, and this is certainly a football town, so I'm wondering how that affects your business, because I know when teams are winning, people like to go out and spend money, but how's the Woodhouse Day Spa doing?
We I don't see a huge downturn, of course. It was, it was kind of miserable. It's not just a loss by Alabama, it's a loss to an unranked team. That even makes it worse as being number one, And then, of course, UAB got beat by Tulane, which is right here in New Orleans right now. So that's not as bad as Alabama losing number one spot. But, there's a long season. There's a lot more games, and they didn't drop that much. I mean, they're still in the playoff situation, so they just have to regroup and get back at it. And, like I said, I don't think I haven't really seen a downturn. People showed up Sunday like they usually do, and this week's been good. So glad for that. Not everybody hinges everything on football, I guess.
Yeah, with Halloween coming up, then, of course, we got Thanksgiving. You and I spoke briefly about this last week. Christmas is coming earlier and earlier. The Christmas stuff is already up at Home Depot, and obviously we have two more weeks before Halloween hits. I get it. People are going to buy it early. They're going to go ahead and nab it early, so they might as well go ahead and do it. How's that work towards the advantage of your website? Because I love your website. A lot of people like to get a lot of business cards or gift cards on there, birmingham.woodhousespas.com. But by getting there early, now you can go into a little shopping ahead of time. At the same time, you like to change it up a little bit, and I know you're going to have some specials coming up. Any Halloween specials, football specials? Thanks. You got a turkey special for us coming up?
We will. Don't worry. We will. Halloween is first, and we don't do anything real special as packages go, but I'm sure we'll be giving out candy and good things like that. Things that are awful for your teeth, but that's fine. Everybody's entitled to that. Everything starting, right after October is when we start planning our big holiday stuff, which will include Thanksgiving. It'll include, we'll do Black Friday specials. We'll do Cyber Monday specials right after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, that just eases right into Christmas. So, we got about 2-3 more weeks before we start really pressing the other stuff. And it's exciting because it's a great time of year. The weather's nicer, cooler. People get in the Christmas spirit, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be nice later on this week, too, as we record this show here. Last week in October, the end of the first week, should I say, of October, and it's going to be in the 50s from here on out. So I think we finally gotten through the bad stuff, so it's going to be great. All right, info@tonycurryradio.net, info@tonycurryradio.net. We always get some wacky email questions. Sometimes, I got to be honest with you, Stuart, sometimes I look ahead of time, and then sometimes I'll listen to your answers, and while I'm listening, I'll go through them, because I like to be as shocked as you are by some of the questions. We have a couple of zingers. I think people feel really comfortable this show, so the last just about anything, so we'll get into it. But first, I want to do some music, man. I want to do some rock and roll. I'm going to give you the band. You give me a song. You ready?
I'm ready. Hit me.
The Glimmer Twins, the Rolling Stones. Who you got by the Rolling Stones? And have you worn your shoes lately, by the way?
I have. I actually have them here with me.
Nice.
I'm going to have to go with Honky Tonk Woman.
Honky Tonk Woman, the Rolling Stones, right here on When in Rome with Stuart Rome. Honky Tonk Woman, that is our first song right here on the wonderful show we do every single week. One of our most listened to shows, maybe because we've been doing it for so long. And of course, we just started a brand new show called K4 Wins. It's a handicapping show that runs on Fridays and Saturdays. That thing has taken off. We got a brand new show with Spy for Rent that we're going to be starting here in about another week. And also Home Field Advantage with Expert Realty. So we got three new shows. And of course, every time we do a show, The Inferno with UAB is taking off big time. As soon as we do more shows, we have more listeners to our network, which means more listeners to, of course, the wonderful Win in Rome with Stuart Rome. It's just fantastic, and we're loving it. They're feeding off each other. All right, you ready for some emails?
Yes, sir.
All right. Lily in Birmingham, she said, I've heard in past episodes, she said, I can't find the episode. She's looked over and over and over again about particular pressure points on the body. She wants to know where those pressure points are and what they affect.
Well, we talk a lot about reflexology.
And, yes.
There's tons of pressure points within the in the feet that are always connected to other parts of the body. So that's why reflexology is so popular. And if you go, you can Google reflexology, and they'll give you these detailed diagrams of the foot and what portions connect to what parts of the body. And so, you know, if you, I think the feet has probably the most amount of pressure points as far as what they do, you know, to other parts of the body. And then of course, the scalp has some, believe it or not. And then there's various other points, you know, pressure points within the body, but they, by far the feet and hands, I would guess would be second, have the most amount of pressure points that affect other parts of the body. So it's really interesting. If you go Google reflexology, you'll just, you wouldn't believe how many, what benefits you can get from that. Because if somebody really knows what they're doing, like our massage therapist, they can really help you out in that manner.
There you go. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. Tim in Newport wants to know about snake massages. He said, I saw something the other night too. Have you seen that? Have you seen and evidently, is it in LA they're doing it? They do small snakes that like milk snakes that cost a certain amount. And then the bigger the snake you go, like corn snakes, the more expensive it is. It's usually about $70 per procedure, but they basically put 20 different snakes on your back and you have somebody in there with you and he does or she does the best job they can to keep the backs or the snakes on your back. So they're not, you know, obviously because they're just going to go off onto the floor. Have you heard anything about snake massage? Have you ever had a snake massage? And I would think if you don't have a fear of snakes, it may feel kind of good.
I think I'm going to stick with my 80 minute deep tissue. No, I've never heard of that. The only animal type service I've heard of before, like it's mainly like in Japan where you get those, you can get a pedicure with the fish in the pedicure bowl. But as far as snakes go, I have not heard that. And I hate snakes. I can't even imagine even having one of them back. So I'm not going to try that one.
I'm looking it up right now. And there are snake massages you can get. Some are in other parts of the world where they do weird stuff. But there is one out in L.A. where you can get a snake massage.
So, man, great. Yeah, well, yeah. Have at it.
There's also something called a nightingale facial. Do you know what that is?
I do not. I'm afraid to find that one out.
Yeah. If I just said nightingale facial, you knowing me, you'd probably think I meant something kind of nasty about it. No, it's bird poop. Yeah, while it's not good for windshields of vehicles, it is good for exfoliation, repairing skin damage. Many high-end salons implement nightingale excrement as part of a facial treatment that runs about $225. After being treated with ultraviolet rays in order to kill bacteria, nightingale droppings are ground to a powder and mixed with water to form a special paste. The mixture is said to prevent blemishes and even skin tone. You rub it on your face and you leave it on. Well, I mean, what's that? They use what else? What are some other? Let me ask you this: what are some of the weirdest things? I'll say in the spa business, because I'm sure you had some other things rubbed on your face, right. But I'm saying in the spa business alone, what are some of the strangest, strangest shit you've ever seen rubbed in someone's face? What are some of the things you guys use? And what are some of the strangest things that are supposed to be good for the skin?
Well, I mean, you know, everything that we eat, really, yeah, high-end skincare products like SkinCeuticals, Dr. Babor, and they are, you know, mostly plant-based type stuff. Some chemical stuff like retinol and some of those things like that. But I don't think if I look through the ingredients in any of our products, I would find anything like bird poo or, you know, snake spit or, you know, maybe they exist. Yeah. But you kind of have me stumped because I can't think of anything that we do that has any kind of that product in it. Now it could, you know, they could, I don't know. I don't know about it.
Are you of the belief that, and I think I watch a lot of National Geographic and stuff cause I'm older. I just enjoy it. But someone said there's like 93% or 90% of all the plants in like the Amazon jungle have yet to been distinguished as a species yet. We don't even know what these plants do, but we know that God created this earth to be self-sufficient. And so it's amazing because you can go, I also watch some of these survival shows. And if you go out and like get a cut on your arm, you can find out like a certain number of plants like aloe vera, or whatever, and you can actually use ointments, right? And so I'm assuming there's got to be some things. I'm not saying it's going to cure cancer or anything like that, but I'm assuming there's probably a lot of plant additives that we probably haven't even discovered yet that would be great for the skin.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, a lot of our products are plant-based. And even if you, even things down to like CBD products are plant-based, you know, marijuana, all that kind of stuff. So everything, you know, for the most part, a lot of it is all plant-based scents. The oils that we talk about, like the calming lavender and all these other things, you know, it's all floral type stuff. So, I'm sure there are with all the different vegetation and stuff in Amazon. I can't imagine, you know, what you'd probably find in there, but, I'm sure somebody's working on it. You know, it might take another couple hundred years, but they'll probably figure out some other, maybe they'll cure cancer with some plant in the Amazon.
I mean, wouldn't it be crazy if there's been something out there for a long period of time? We continue to burn down the Amazon jungles and stuff because we're, you know, rebuilding things and stuff like that. And we're probably killing the things that would actually, that or something will come out of the permafrost or something like that, that, you know, can cure cancer or something like that. I don't know.
The human race. So.
Yeah. He is Stuart Rome. Winter Rome, Stuart Rome, Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. 905-7676. 905-7676. You can get on there and check him out right there in the summit. They do fantastic work. That's why I love having them on. It's my pleasure to have the show on every single week. I really enjoy this. I love catching up with Stuart. And I'm looking forward to seeing you a little bit later on this weekend when you make yourself back into town. info@tonycurryradio.net. We'll get some more email questions. Let's do another rocker here. And of course, I picked the bands this week, and I want you to give me a doozy here from your favorite band, Rush. What do you got?
Ooh, that's quite a catalog.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to go with something pretty standard that most people know, and only because I installed a new sound bar in my TV today, and I was going through YouTube playing some crap and came across this. It was a sound check from the three members of Rush.
Nice.
What arena it was, but it was a sound check for Limelight.
Oh, nice.
So let's do Limelight.
There it is, Limelight from Rush. That's one of my favorite songs. That's one of those songs. Every time I hear a Rush song, I love it. Tom Sawyer has been played so many times. Limelight's one of those close to the heart's great. But there are so many great songs. Probably need to have a Rush weekend, you know, just to go ahead and pull up some of my old CDs and put it on the deck and start listening to some, because I haven't done that in quite some time.
Last time I drove from Birmingham and New Orleans, I listened to the whole 2112 album. And
there you go.
Even though I've heard it 1,000 times, you know, you still pick out new things from it. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah. info@tonycurryradio.net. Holly in Birmingham wants to know, are there any specific additives or good things about any part of the pumpkin? That's a good question. We got Halloween coming up here. Have you ever heard of a pumpkin scrub, or is there pumpkin seeds? Or I know you got things that smell like pumpkins. Everyone loves the pumpkin spice, but is there anything natural that is healthy for us that comes out of the pumpkin?
So this will be a little bit of a detour on that one, but I'm not sure if, we do have pumpkin spice. We've got pumpkin scented stuff, of course, but my wife and I use canned pumpkin in our dog food because it's great for their digestive system.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So, if you have a dog that maybe is getting older or needs some help with the digestive system, just buy these big cans of canned pumpkin. You can get them like at Target and all these other places. Really inexpensive, but vets will tell you that it's really good for them. So, that's one great thing that comes out of that. Besides, you know, putting the candle in there with scary faces and having the kids carve on it. that's really the fun of it, the real fun of it. But
I think that you can take anything and rub it into your face and find a reason to say it's good for your skin. I mean, as long as it doesn't make you rash, because by neutralizing and rubbing something on your face, you are waking up the skin cells on your face. You know what I'm saying? Because I mean, people do cucumbers, and I know there's all kinds of different vegetables that are good for your eyes and they're good for your eyelids and stuff like that. But you could make a point that if I took some mashed pumpkin insides, you know, and I'm sure someone's probably tried this where you take the guts out, right? And you put it in and you throw in the trash. But if you mash that up, and rub that and maybe sat in it for like 3 or 4 hours, it would probably have some type of healthy benefit to it, I would think.
It'd do something. I mean, you might turn into a pumpkin, but that's fine.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess, there are some limitations. Like, I wouldn't want to rub poison ivy on my face, even though it grows naturally. You know?
Yeah. All right. Intro, Tony Curry, info at TonyCurryRadio.net. I'm going through these. We have Yvette down in New Orleans. She said there is a spa at the Ritz-Carlton down there that does a voodoo ritual massage. She wants to know, have you ever had it? Do you know about it?
I have never had it. I've been to the spa before.
It includes, I just pulled it up. It includes burning candles, incense, voodoo chanting serenades, special blend of massage oil scented with cypress moss and vetiver. It lasted about 80 minutes with a massage therapist. Uses long strokes and a locally crafted herbal poultice to soothe sore muscles and enlighten the spirit.
Sounds more like, it's probably fairly close to a regular Swedish or deep tissue massage, but then they add in the atmosphere, I guess the candles, the chanting, which is probably recorded. I can't imagine the massage therapist does it himself or herself. So sounds pretty cool. Sounds like it's New Orleans, you know, and it's probably a great service to have here, especially around October. So good for them. And it's a great spot. I've been there before.
Let's go to Bobby. He's also in New Orleans. He says he loves the show, listens every single week. First time writer, email info at TonyCurryRadio.net. He wants to know, ask Stuart if he's ever been to one of those crazy places where they have crystal balls or tarot cards down in New Orleans, and what he thinks about the people who try to predict the future.
I think I had a reading, in Jackson Square in the French Quarter, they have the tarot card readers, they have palm readers, all that kind of stuff. And I think it had to be way back when, but I think I did either the palm reading or the tarot card reading. I was probably half drunk when I did it, so I don't know if it actually came true or not, any of it. But it's pretty cool. If you just go down to the French Quarter, you know, you find anything you want down there. And most of it's out in the open, like I said. So if you go down through Jackson Square, by the cathedral, and the whole area, you'll just see tons of different.
We lost you there. Hello. I lost you for a minute. Go ahead. Continue.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. So a lot of people leaving and I'm not such a believer, I guess you would say, just like I'm not with astrology and that kind of thing. But it's fun, right? Fun to do. And like I said, you can find all that stuff downtown.
Now, if you want to believe it, then you can find some belief in it. It's like, you know, flipping a coin. Hey, if it's, you know, heads up, it's going to be a sunny day. It's going to be heads down. It's going to be, you know, it's one of those kind of things, but I could certainly see. But I'd rather go ahead and try to make my own luck, I guess, doing that too.
you will have a good day sometime in the future, you know?
Exactly.
Wow, God, I can't believe that.
I'll get a stinking fortune cookie for that. Lily in Hueytown wants to know, is there a good time to get a massage? I.e. she wants to know, is there a perfect time, when the body's, most accepting to hand pressure? Is it better to get a massage? It's like taking, you know, some people say it's best to work out right before you go to bed. Is it best to do it in the morning, the middays? Is it better to do it before a meal, after a meal? What do you see?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like getting them, you know, after eating a big meal. That would probably be the only time that I don't really want to get a massage at that point. But a lot of it's need-based, you know. If you have a pulled muscle or back, or, you know, pull muscle in your leg, then of course you're going to want to come in and get something, maybe a little bit more deep tissue. If you just want to relax and you're, you know, say you're high stress, that's a good time to come in. So it's really not any better time to come in. It's usually need based, and sometimes it's not need based. Sometimes it's like, I'm going to get a massage today. You know, I want to relax. It's all personal preference, I guess you'd say.
All right. We got three more songs here, and I don't know why I just picked this, because I think I was watching like American Pickers or something. I saw them picking some garage full of Kiss memorabilia. It made me think about the band Kiss. Give me a great Kiss song you got here on When in Rome. Go ahead.
Oh, wow. Yes. Woo. I think that was my second album. One of the, Destroyer album, I think was like my second album when I was in grade school. How about Detroit Rock City?
Yeah, baby. Detroit Rock City. Here it comes. Detroit Rock City for all you Kiss fans out there. So far, the Stones, Rush, Kiss. We got some Van Halen, the Police coming up here. And of course, I'm letting Stuart Rome, it's his show. He can run any songs he wants, man. So feel free to get off the grid here and go ahead crazy. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. Something we bring up every single week. We have to. 6 for $5, your 6 for $5 deal. Listen, if you think about it and you're like, well, I've already spent, you know, 4 or 5 times at the Woodhouse Day Spa in 2024. Just think about it. You could have bought them all together and gotten yourself a free one. Tell people how that works.
Yeah. So it's pretty simple, straightforward, but I think it's our best deal. It's basically you pick any service from the menu and you're going to pay for 5 and we're going to give you 6 of them. So you basically get a free service, completely free. It's going to go on your account. You don't have to carry around a gift card. You can share them with friends. You can bring 5 people together on the same day and yourself and use all 6 of them. They don't expire. So it's great. And I'm going to throw this out to you while we're talking about it. You know, Black Friday, we usually do something special. And a lot of times it involves that 6 for $5 deal. So,
You
know, stay tuned for that one because that was big last year and we'll do it again this year.
Yeah, I think you may have added one on there. Maybe you threw a 7th on there or something like that. I remember that.
Something like that.
It's pretty good. All right. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. Bobby in Birmingham loves the show, blah, 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 blah. His knows of a place in California. The people are doing some research here. It's called Arvigo Techniques of Maya Abdominal Therapy. At Resplendent Day Spa in Long Beach, California, it's one of only 3 or 4 places in the world that does erectile dysfunction massage. It costs,
a lot of guys go in there that don't have that problem.
I had to go, and I actually pulled this up, and it's in Men's Health Magazine, so it's real. A massage for your erection might make you think we're talking about happy endings, but it's not. It's medically designed to help with your ED and helping you reach the finish line. Do you have anything you want?
Are there any do they show how they actually do it or how it works?
No, I don't. There's not. I don't really know. I don't.
I have to research that one. And, you know, I feel... Yeah, when we first started the show years back, all the questions were, you know, what's the benefit of massage? Does it help with stress? All those great things that I'm able to answer. Now the questions are getting better and better, and I feel like I'm way out of tune, and I'm going to have to up the game a bit because I don't know about half these things, and they're very interesting.
It also says the International Spa Association reports that 47% of all spa goers last year were men, which is a big increase from 30% of the recent years, which is great news. We love hearing
that's huge,
because obviously we got a lot of men that listen to the show, and I mean, whatever it takes to get guys in there. I'd have a hard time explaining that one to the wife, but if she already knows that I'm having erectile dysfunction issues, you know, that's something you don't want to mess with, right, man. You know, why not get a massage if that's,
I think she'll question that one. Though.
She might want to know.
You'll come home from the massage and say, oh, everything's great. No problem.
Exactly. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com. Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com. While we do this show, it's like the 9th or 10th of October. We are flying through. And of course, the holidays, 80, 90 days away. It's right around the corner, man. Now's the time to go do some shopping. Get it done early this year. You can relax and maybe go get yourself a massage, a facial, or a pedicure, manicure right there at the Woodhouse Day Spa. They're fantastic. Fantastic. We love it. I'm having it on Tony Curry Radio. Have you ever heard of something called a coffee bath, Bart? And by the way, we got a lot of mail emails this week. Bart wants to know about a coffee bath. He has heard something about pouring a bathtub full of coffee and sitting in it for a period of time. It's supposed to be great for your cells, supposed to be for your skin. Do you know anything about that?
No, I'm embarrassed. I mean, this is awful. This is a terrible show for me. I don't know any of these things. I guess if you get in it and you drink it, you'll be loaded with caffeine. Maybe that would be good. But as far as the benefits of it soaking in the skin, you know, maybe, because obviously we're talking about, you know, natural growth, plants, vegetation. Of course, coffee comes from the ground. So it would be, you know, be not shocking or surprising that it could be beneficial.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I mean, I think if you think it's going to work, I've heard people laying in milk. I've heard people laying in pudding. Certainly we've seen jello fighting. I think if you sit in anything buoyant enough for a period of time, I think you can talk yourself into thinking it's going to help your body do something good.
Yeah. I mean, you know, maybe the caffeine soaks in or something.
it's kind of strange. All right. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. We have Diane here and she's also in Hueytown. A lot of Hueytowns today, which is fantastic. They're loving the show here and I can actually see them listening whenever the show's on at 5 o'clock every Monday through Friday. The show airs 5 times a week. And of course, wherever you get your favorite podcast, you can check that out on Spotify while they play our music up there. They're doing a fantastic job. She wants to know about facials. She has heard that some people that perhaps who are younger that are still going through not prepubescent stuff, but if they have acne issues, that sometimes it could really ramp up. A facial can really ramp up bad acne. What do you, if you go in for acne, what do you want to tell your facial person before you get in? Because I know that sometimes you can have adverse effects to that, and you're going in there to make your face look better, not worse.
Yeah. I mean, we have anti-aging, we have anti-acne facials. We wouldn't, you know, you don't want to use any harsh chemicals. Some people can use retinol. They can use these various products. I wouldn't use that on somebody young. It's, you know, hormonal issues. They're going through a bunch of changes and that's going to affect the skin. And it's just going to be a, you know, ongoing problem that is probably better treated by a dermatologist. But if you just have basic acne issues here and there, we've got all kind of great natural products, plant-based products that don't have retinol, don't have any chemicals in them. That'd be fine and certainly won't, exacerbate the problem. So it really just depends on the person and how severe the problem is. But best place to probably start would be your dermatologist, because that's getting into a medical issue pretty much.
There you go. Yeah. Always talk to your doctor, whether it's a pain issue, whether you got a pacemaker. We always talk about, you know, talking to your doctor first before you get in there. That way you can fully enjoy the entire event and have at it. It's good stuff.
It's funny that you mentioned pacemaker. I just thought, I saw something not spa related, but did you know that they are now asking people with pacemakers who die, you know, like you can donate a heart, you can donate this, to donate their pacemakers to a dog, because by law, you can't donate a pacemaker to another person.
But really?
And another animal can use it. And apparently there are dogs that have, you know, these heart issues that they actually implant pacemakers in and really help them out with. So that... Pretty interesting little thing there.
I never heard that. See, I'm learning something new today too. So why would you not be able to have that pacemaker given to another human being? Because they're not cheap.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the issue of maybe the body rejecting it because it's been in somebody else's body, or, you know, who knows? Maybe it's just a sterilization issue, or, you know, who, I don't know. I'm sure there's a reason. I can't imagine there not being a reason, but you know, for sure you can, they can use them for dogs. So add that to your list. If you have a driver's license where you're giving your heart and lungs and everything else away, just tell them to give you a pacemaker to a dog.
Pacemaker, absolutely. info at TonyCurryRadio.net. Okay, we got Van Halen coming up here next. You give me a song, then we'll do one more email question, which you're going to love, by the way. I held this one to the last question, but give me a Van Halen song and then we'll get into it. Go ahead.
We're going to do Van Halen. We're going to do Pound Cake.
Pound Cake. That's wonderful. And by the way, you know, Sammy Hagar, what the hell is the day? I keep telling, is it the 9th or 10th? I forget what day it is. We're doing the show. Sammy Hagar's birthday. He will turn 77 on October 13th.
Yeah.
And Pound Cake is one of the first songs he plays in his tour. And he was seen on stage this past Saturday night with Rick Springfield. He of course, wrote the song, I'll Do Everything for You. You've Done Everything for Me. And he actually got up on stage and sang that with Rick Springfield. And he will be on stage for his birthday down in Cabo San Lucas coming up here.
I've always wanted to go to that.
I know, man. I went down there for my honeymoon and I should have gone down there for my divorce moon is what I probably should have done, because he does go down there and play every once in a while. And at the age of 77, you just can't help but think he's going to be hanging up sooner or later, but he's still getting after it. All right, final email question. Ted says, I know Stuart loves Rush. He wants you to name a couple of other of your favorite bands that have three members in them. Oh. And by the way, we got the police. It was a three-member band.
The police, I was about to say.
Yeah, they're coming up next. So it fit perfect in there. But who else do you like that's three-man bands?
God, I don't know. I can't think of anybody I listen to that's a three-man band.
You got ZZ Top. You got Triumph. I'm trying to think.
Man, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not crazy about either one. Triumph has a couple of songs.
Jimi Hendrix, The Experience, it was a three-man band.
Yeah.
I'd have to probably go with The Police. I've always just been amazed how much sound the three-man band can make.
Yeah, I mean, nobody does it like Rush, and it's difficult because, you know, you've got three bass instruments, but basic instruments, you know, guitar, bass, and drums, but then most of the members don't want to play something else. Like Geddy Lee plays a synthesizer, and you know, so they can mix other stuff in there. But when they do it live, you know, he can't play the bass and the synthesizer at the same time. So he's got to kind of go back and forth. And it is pretty amazing. You know, of course, in the studio, you can do whatever the hell you want. You can make it sound like there's 100 people in the band.
Sure.
But if you can do it live, that's when you really know, you know, that's a great band.
All right. Play me one of your best three-man bands. Let's do it with The Police right now.
Police, let's see. We're going to dig deep. Let's do, hold on. Let's do King of Pain.
Ooh, that's a good one. I like that one. King of Pain, The Police, right here on When in Rome. Very good, my man. Until next week, let's get after it, man. It's going to be the middle of October. Great things happen at the Woodhouse Day Spa. I look forward to seeing you when you come back into town here in the next few days. Tell people how they can reach out to you and do the 6 for $5 deal. Check out the website, birmingham.woodhousespas.com, and more. Tell people how they can find you.
Yes, sir. You can go online 24/7, birmingham.woodhousespas.com. Give us a call at 205-905-7676. Or come by and see us. That's our favorite because we like to see your face right there in the Summit across from Saks Fifth Avenue at 125 Summit Boulevard. So anyway you want to see us, we like it, but we would prefer to see you in person on occasion.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.